There is one key factor that separates the good Dynasty managers from the average and the bad ones, and it's really, really simple. They do not switch off when the season ends. Every day is a good day to make a Dynasty trade. Right now is a perfect one. You should be evaluating your rosters in the cold light of day after the season. You need to be working out what went right, what went wrong, and what's going to take to get you back to the championship in 2024. I'm going to give you 5 players to trade for in Dynasty Leagues, followed by some rebuilding targets at the end. Each player, I'll give you the reasoning for why they're a buy, also what their value is, and what you can send to make those trades get accepted today. Managers in your league might be starting to switch off, but everyone loves getting trade offers, so let's make some trades happen today. First up, it is Trey McBride. Finished the season with 100 targets, 19.6% target share, was only 26 in touchdowns, with only 2 this season though. All that is more impressive though when you consider that in weeks 1-7, he only played 44% of snaps. That's because while Zach Ertz was healthy, they just weren't playing him as much as they should have been. And we saw, though, they learned the lesson when they eventually gave up on Zach Ertz and released him and made Trey McBride the dude. So let's look at the back half of the season only. Once Zach Ertz was injured, Trey McBride instantly just saw everything increase. He went to playing 85% of snaps, a 27% target share. That's a jump by 18%. He went on to be a top 12 tight end in 7 of 9 games without Zach Ertz. He did all this through sheer volume, averaging 7 touches per game. And he had to because he didn't get into the end zone. He only got there twice. Every other tight end in the top 12 scored at least 3 touchdowns. And most of them had around 5 to 6. So it seems entirely fair to say in 2024, Trey McBride could get at least twice as many touchdowns as he did this year, if not 3 times as many. Add to this, the whole offense should be taking a step forward with Kyler Murray healthy this offseason, everyone becoming more comfortable in that offense in its second year. And there's a very good chance that they add another elite draft pick to this offense, which helps the overall quality of this team be better. Yes, it can be scary when another pass catcher gets added to the mix, but a rising tide lifts all boats a lot of the time in fantasy, and it just helps everyone around be very fantasy relevant. It's also worth considering that Marquise Brown is a free agent. I'm not sure if the Cardinals are going to want to use the franchise tag. It remains to be seen whether he wants to stick around in Arizona or if he wants to go out and really find immediate success. Looking at our trade values, you can see that in Superflex tight end premium, we value him at 105 to the 106 pick going into 2024 drafts. In Superflex non-tight end premiums, that would slip back to like a late first 112 or the 201. And in single quarterback drafts, that would be exactly the same there. These are some of the trade offers I think you can go out and make today that'll get accepted for Trey McBride. You could offer the 111 straight up, particularly if you're in a Superflex tight end premium. Really think that's going to be a worthwhile pick in a year's time. You're going to see another step forward from McBride. We're going to see more touchdowns. We're going to see more points. And that'll quite often be a better investment than taking a rookie at the 111. After that, I think you could look at like something like Stefon Diggs plus Michael Mayer. That's the kind of deal which some people might find enticing. Stefon Diggs is a player I want to get out on as fast as possible at the minute, but we'll save that one for another day. Or you could go straight up with Saquon Barkley, who, again, he's a free agent, but a lot of tread on the tires these days. The Giants just used him an awful lot this year, even though we didn't need to. And I think if you offered Saquon Barkley straight up to get Trey McBride, you'll be owning Trey McBride pretty swiftly. Before we get to our next Dynasty buy, if you want to win more leagues, all you've got to do is hit that subscribe button down below. Dynasty, Best Ball, DFS, Redraft, we do it all, and we've got one simple goal: give you the information you need to win as much as possible. Kyren Williams, what a season for Kyren Williams. This was a truly legendary one, and he's still being undervalued. The Rams have been pass-heavy in the red zone ever since Sean McVay's first year when Todd Gurley was still incredible. But Kyren this year, he had 55 red zone attempts, 4th among all running backs despite missing 4 games. Virtually every stat you look at just looks impressive for him. He scored 9 touchdowns from inside the 5-yard line. He had the 2nd most rushing yards despite missing 4 games. He was 15 total touchdowns this year, 3rd most of a running back position, and he only had 3 games where he scored no touchdowns. I mean, that's incredibly reliable and what we're looking for. We want these running backs with a safe floor and a high ceiling. And that's exactly what Kyren is. He finishes an RB1 in 75% of his starts this season. Among all running backs, Kyren Williams and CMC were the only two players who averaged over 18 points in PPR formats this year at the position. Kyren, 21.3 points. CMC, 24.5. Nobody else over 18. Moving on to our trade values, and here I brought up a couple of different ones so you can see the contrast between our trade values here at the Fantasy Sanctuary, Fantasy Pros, and also Keep Trade Cut. Keep Trade Cut, we see it time and time again. The groupthink is undervaluing Kyren Williams. We value him at the 105, 106, but because not everybody is valuing him that high, perhaps you can go out and offer slightly less for him. You can see Keep Trade Cut down at 107, Fantasy Pros slightly higher at 106. Some offers that I think you could go and get done because people are undervaluing him. I mean, people still seem to think that this is going to be a James Robinson situation. But what people are ignoring is the fact that James Robinson lost his job because a new regime came in. People who hadn't drafted him, who hadn't picked him. Sean McVay's not going anywhere. We know that for a fact. He seems reinvigorated. And I think if you went out and offered Dallas Goedert and the 112, these are all in super flex leagues, then I think you've got a good chance of being able to acquire Kyren Williams for that. Kenneth Walker and a mid-second round pick, I think people would take that. Or DJ Moore straight up. DJ Moore's had a bit of a bump in his value. But if Justin Fields leaves Chicago, who's to say the next rookie quarterback they get in isn't going to go the way of Bryce Young? It's perfectly possible. And we know that Kyren Williams' situation is going to be great next year. Baker Mayfield, currently being undervalued. Again, another one of these players who we're seeing being undervalued because people think there's some sort of like danger in taking on this player. But what we saw from Mayfield this year was fantastic. He was a top 15 quarterback in 10 of the 15 games in the fantasy season he played in. He was tied for fourth in passing touchdowns with 28, set a career high in completion rate at 64%. But what was so impressive about Baker Mayfield this year was that he was able to get on the same page as Mike Evans straight away and really develop that downfield passing game, which at times Mike Evans and Tom Brady didn't even have going. There were times it was there and other times it wasn't. Towards the end of the season, we saw him really come along with Chris Godwin, and their on-field relationship really blossomed. But the big thing for me, Baker Mayfield looked so much more comfortable inside the pocket this year. You think back to his time with the Browns or even with the Panthers, he had this awful habit of just rolling out as soon as like he dropped back, eyes downfield, panicked, would roll out, and then would throw an interception straight away without seeing the linebacker just stood right in his field of vision. And this year, there wasn't any of that. I mean, he wasn't perfect. I'm not saying that he didn't make mistakes at times, but there was growth in his game. And I really believe that Baker Mayfield has shown that he can be a starter in this league for the next few years. I think there's a very good chance that Tampa Bay are going to look to pay him a decent amount this offseason. And they can just push on with him as their quarterback for at least the next 2 years. In Superflex formats, we value him at around the 109 to the 110 pick in 2024 drafts. Single quarterback leagues, that's a 24 third, but you're not looking for Baker Mayfield in single quarterback leagues. You need a difference maker, and we can ignore that. But in Superflex, people are undervaluing him. I bet if you went out and offered the 201, there's a good chance that you'd get that accepted for Baker Mayfield. If you went out and offered 2 seconds, it's probably going to get it done because people who have Baker Mayfield are all too familiar with the idea that a couple of years ago, he wasn't playing. Last year, he was bouncing around a bit. But what we saw from him is well worth investing in. Moving on to trade offers, I think you can make Geno Smith and a late second. Geno Smith's job security feels pretty shaky, and we're going to talk about that in another video at some point. But the Seahawks, it's just teetering on the edge a little bit. And I think that the moment Baker Mayfield gets paid, I feel like Baker Mayfield's going to have slightly more job security than Geno Smith does because Geno's contract is not watertight by any means. Terry McLaurin straight up. The Commanders, you know, it's going to be another new coach. It's going to be another new quarterback situation. Who's to say it's ever going to get better for Terry McLaurin? And he is getting older. I just think that quarterbacks tend to hold the value a little bit nicer at times, so I'd be happy to move on from McLaurin to Baker Mayfield. And then, yeah, I mentioned it quickly before, 2 second-round picks for Baker, straight up. I'd be surprised if that doesn't get it done. Ramondre Stevenson, the only way is up for this Patriots offense. They're going to have a high draft pick, which means they're pretty much assured a better quarterback than Bailey Zappi or Mac Jones. You'd like to imagine that changes are going to be positive for them. Bill Belichick, if he sticks around, he's going to have to make positive changes to the offense. Bill O'Brien, he really should have done a better job this year. But either way, Ramondre Stevenson, Zeke Elliott is moving on. They definitely made overtures earlier in the offseason, but they wanted to keep Ramondre Stevenson fit for the back end of the year. And it seemed like we were going to get that with, like, just before he got injured, he was the RB2, RB20, RB7. And he did 3 games of 100 total yards consecutively. It really seemed like it was starting to click after a slow start. And it just wasn't meant to be. I think a lot of people would be looking to get out on Ramondre Stevenson right now because he dropped from 61 rushing yards per game down to 51 this year. His receptions per game dropped from 4.1 to 3.1. But I don't think that they're going to be bringing back Zeke Elliott. And I think with Ramondre Stevenson entering a contract year, they're going to need to decide whether they want to pay him. He's going to need to put up big season. And we've seen time and time again at the running back position, players who enter contract years frequently put together just these godlike seasons. And for the price that you'd have to pay for Ramondre right now, it just feels like a great deal. So here's Ramondre's trade values. We've got him down as 24-112, which is the same as fantasy pros do. Keep trade cut. The wider public massively undervaluing him at the 205. If you can go and pay the 205 for Ramondre right now, go and do it, because there's a good chance that somebody else in your league will see that trade go through and go, wow, I didn't realize I could make that trade for that price. And hesitation costs people so much in Dynasty. Have the question, make the sort of first offer, see if it can get you in. And if somebody doesn't accept the 205, maybe you can just bump it up slightly, 205 plus a third, and maybe that's enough to get it done. In terms of players I'd offer for Ramondre Stevenson, Keenan Allen, straight up, yes, he's had a fantastic year, but the Chargers, there's big changes coming for him. Who's to say he's even going to be on the Chargers this year? They've got a lot of work to do to get under the cap. New head coach, new GM coming. It could all be changed. Calvin Ridley, I'd also trade him straight up. He's a free agent. A lot of people don't seem to realize that Calvin Ridley is going to be on the market. It's no sure thing that the Jags bring him back. It's no sure thing that that's even the best thing for his fantasy value anyway. Another player, Tyler Lockett, I'd trade him plus a second round pick, ideally a late one though, to get to Ramondre Stevenson. Because Tyler Lockett, again, we saw that Jackson Smith and Jigba ate into his work just enough that it really hampered Tyler Lockett's fantasy value this year. He wasn't as productive as he's been over the last few years. The Seahawks need to make changes. Again, he's another player with very little job security. If you want complete access to all our Dynasty tools, including trade values, trade calculator, roster review tools, the Dynasty Survival Kit in all its glory, not to mention our rookie guide that will have over 100 pages of content, which get you set for those important rookie drafts, hit the join button below. You also get access to the Discord, where our members get unfiltered access to our opinions, startups, orphans, all of it being posted, trade queries, everything you could want for less than the price of a cup of coffee at your favorite overpriced coffee shop. Zach Moss, another player being undervalued at the minute. He's going to be a free agent this offseason. At worst, he could land in a situation where he becomes a 1B to another good running back. But we saw that he could be a really good workhorse running back this year. And he feels like the kind of player who's going to land on a team who are just figuring things out. You know, they're kind of in a bit of a rebuild. They're kind of got more work to do, but they're more focused on other positions. And they're happy to pick up Zach Moss at a reasonable contract price because he's not going to get paid huge amounts because there are lots of free agent running backs this offseason. But if he lands on a good team with a run-first approach, then that's really going to benefit him. 4.3 yards per carry this year, 7.1 yards per reception, 4 top 12 weekly finishes. And when he was that running back one in the Colts offense whilst Jonathan Taylor was out injured, he was the RB10, RB5, RB2, RB20, RB7. He He went into Tennessee, a team that we thought had a really good run defense. He put up 195 yards and 2 touchdowns on them. Zach Moss is a good running back. In terms of trade values, we've got him at a 24 late second. Keep Trade Cut have got him down at a 304. It's another situation where you look at their trade values and the wider group think, and there will be someone in leagues with you who values him like that. You might have to go out and put 2/3 together, or you could just throw out, you know, a 302, a 301, and see if that gets it done, to just get it done quickly. But there are people out there who do value Zach Moss this low. Players that I would trade straight up for Zach Moss: Jerry Jeudy. I would give Antonio Gibson plus a 3rd round pick to make it happen. I think Antonio Gibson's set for a difficult offseason this year. And yes, he might land in a good situation, but he could also land in a terrible one. Juwan Johnson, and I'd pay 2/3 on top of Juwan Johnson. We just saw far too many down weeks from Juwan Johnson. He finished strong with those touchdowns, but I'm just not a believer that it's going to be consistent next year. Rebuilding targets now, but if you haven't already, hit that like button. I need your thumbs up on this video to help me help you. Let's get into these. Mike Williams, I would pay a 25-second for him. He's been forgotten about largely. There's a good chance that he gets cut by the Chargers. But when he's on the field, he just produces. We see it time and time again. He's a big play threat, and he has ceiling. That's something which gets undervalued in fantasy football because people are scared about the range of outcomes on players. The big ceiling is what delivers weak winning upside, and I'm always going to chase that, and that's what helps win championships. The other players we've got here, they're all quarterbacks, and there's a big reason for that. Quarterbacks, their value fluctuates massively, and right now, all these injured quarterbacks have seen theirs depreciate, but they're all going to start next year. Kirk Cousins, if it's not with the Vikings, is going to be a nailed-on starter somewhere. You could pick him up for the 201, and I think you're going to see more immediate returns for him, and the chance to flip that pick for a late first at the absolute worst. Or Aaron Rodgers. Value on Aaron Rodgers really ranges massively. We're quite high on Aaron Rodgers at the Fantasy Sanctuary, but a lot of people really value him lowly. And so I would start the trade-offs there at a late second and a third, or I would just check in and have the conversation with your league mate and ask them what their value currently is on him. And then Daniel Jones. The Giants, they've got plenty of problems, but it's pretty difficult to see them getting out of that Daniel Jones contract. They're not necessarily picking high enough to have one of the real elite quarterbacks. So it feels like Daniel Jones is going to get another opportunity to see if he can build on last year more than the most recent year from him. And either way, it's worth having that conversation and seeing, because we saw how many quarterbacks got injured this year. You need to make sure that your QB3 is somebody who's going to be playing. Those are your Dynasty Buy Now candidates. We're going to be back with Sell Now candidates, a load more rookie content. We've got loads of mock drafts coming up in the next few weeks. Hit that subscribe button. We will help you win your leagues.